Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4, and I'd like to read with you verses 7, 8, and 9. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7, 8, and 9, where the Word of God says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging." That's 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7, 8, and 9. And that's one of the many passages of Scripture that gives us encouragement on how to live practically in these last days. When it says there in the first part of verse 7, "But the end of all things is at hand," it really means that we are getting closer to the return of Jesus Christ. We are in the dispensation of grace, which is the last dispensation before the rapture, and the rapture could happen at any moment. In light of the fact that we are in this particular dispensation of grace right before the rapture, it's important, number one, that we be sober. Now, that's an interesting word. It does not mean that we should not be under the influence of alcohol. Of course, we know we should not be under the influence of alcohol. But being sober here means to be thinking right. Be thinking right from the biblical perspective. It's important that we think according to what the Word of God says. And in order to do that, we need to be in the Word of God. So be thinking biblically. Then it says, "Watch unto prayer." The fact of the matter is, in these last days, even as we are thinking biblically, we are to be praying faithfully unto the Lord, talking to the Lord consistently. Because when we pray, that builds our relationship with the Lord. And then in verse 8, of 1 Peter 4, it says, "And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves." Love one another. Love one another sacrificially, even as the Lord Jesus Christ loved us. And it says there that this love will cover the multitude of sins. Now, that does not mean that loving others sweeps sin under the carpet, as it were. But what it does mean, that when we love others, even when they have fallen into sin, we're not going to broadcast their sins, but we will go to them and help them to be restored back into a right relationship with God from their sins. And then finally, he says in verse 9, "Use hospitality one to another without grudging." That is, reach out to others, help others, make others comfortable. Do what you can to fellowship with others and build each other up in the things of the Lord. If they need physical refreshment, give it. If they need spiritual refreshment, give it. If they need some special care, give it. But be hospitable. Yes, beloved, we are drawing closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we do, it's important that we think right, that we pray right, that we love right, and that we extend hospitality to others in a right way as well to bring honor and glory to God. Let's take heed to what God's Word says and watch how God will bless us, encourage others, and glorify Himself. Father, I thank You for this passage of Scripture, and it is my prayer that each and every one of us truly will think right, pray right, love right, and be hospitable in a right way that will be an encouragement to others and bring honor and glory to Your name in these last days. And we'll be careful to give You the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.